welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Now the problem is sometimes we allow lies to get into our spirit, and if we start believing those things, they'll become what? Say truth to us. So go over to John 8:44. I'm going to read out of the Amplify. I want to give you a little bit of a better look at it if we give it a little bit more detail. Fair enough? Here's Jesus talking to the scribes and Pharisees, the religious crowd. You are of your father, the devil, because he's calling them liars. And it is your will to practice the lusts and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. Those are the kind of things Satan has. Lust, greed, anything that's opposite of the word, that's where he is. He was a murderer from the beginning. What does that mean? It wasn't only Cain killing Abel, because that was the first murder. He murdered, listen, the word that was spoken to Adam and Eve. Because he was never after Adam and Eve, he was after the word. Did God really say? Guess what? His tactics haven't changed. You may think he's after you and me. He's after the word on the inside of us. When he met Jesus in the wilderness, what did he do? I'll give you all. You can't give it. You stole it. You bum. You stole it. Doesn't belong to you. But he was trying to get Jesus to believe a lie. Jesus knew that don't belong to you. And he quotes scripture. And Jesus said, no, it's written. It's already been established this way. Listen, the enemy is, how can I say this? Can I say this? And the enemy's stupid. The Bible says, listen, if Satan had known what he was doing, he wouldn't have taken Jesus and had him killed in the cross. He thought he was snuffing the thing out. He doesn't have what you and I have, the Holy Ghost. He doesn't have what you and I have, the blood of Jesus that has made us whole. Amen? The enemy doesn't know. The Bible tells us he doesn't know when Jesus is coming back. Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back, but I know he's what? Coming back. Say he's coming back. He's coming back for what? A church without spot or wrinkle. I'm not talking about these wrinkles. I'm talking about spiritually, all right? Thank you. He was a murderer from the beginning. Listen now. And does not stand in the truth. The enemy is so far away from the truth. It's impossible. That's why when he came to Jesus in the wilderness, it says he spoke, but he never spoke the word. He left the words out because he can't speak the truth. He can't speak the truth. It's impossible for him to speak the truth. Some of you are looking like, what are you talking about? It says here, he can't stand in the truth. Who's the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You and I can stand in the presence of God, in the presence of Jesus, because he is the truth, the way, and life. Amen? Let's go a little bit further. Because there's no truth in him. How much truth is in him? So when you and I get attacked, where do we get attacked? Always here. Remember the Bible? Beware of the wiles, which means schemes of the devil. And remember the word devil meant what? Two-part word. To throw over and over again until it penetrates. What's he throwing? Lies, lies, and more lies, and then more lies till it penetrates. What's our defense? The word. Because as soon as you know the truth, say, well, that's not true. We should immediately rise up and say, well, that's not true. Well, I think I'm going to marry this man and I'll be able to win him to Christ. No, that's a lie. Light and darkness don't belong to one another. Say, there's no truth in him. How much truth is in him? Remember Hebrews 2:14-15, that Jesus destroyed the works of Satan, remember, and reduced his power to zero. That's what it means in the Greek, to zero. And remember we had people up here one time, somebody was a zero, so zero times 10, zero times 1,000, zero times 2,000. So whatever the enemy says in our head that sounds good, it's a lie when we identify it. Because the word, he's reduced them to nothing. Say nothing. But why is it you and I sometimes get caught in the vice of a lie? It's because our flesh is alive and well, and it wants what you see and what you and I hear. Even when we know there's destruction. Amen? Glory to God. Say glory to God. That's the problem with Eve. You gotta really say, yes, he did. That's what she should have said. But she allowed those words to get into her what? Into her mind and eventually filtered down into her spirit. The word schemes and wiles means with a road. That's what it means in the Greek. Say with a road. How many of you know what a road does? Takes you somewhere. The enemy has one thing: to deceive you and I into believing something that's not true, and he always goes here. Joyce Myers, I think, was one of the first people that ever wrote a book about the battlefield of the mind. Still one of the best. If you don't have it, go get it. That's the only place he's going to attack is here. How many of you, when you hear something you know it's not true, what do we do with it? No, don't take any chances. Say out of my mouth, that's not true. It doesn't line up with the word. Say it again. Doesn't line up with the word. Doesn't line up with the word. Guess what? My wife and I knew somebody from years ago, and she'd always be, how nice your suit looks like this. Remember? How nice your suit looks and your tie and everything. She tried that on me. I said, get your hands off of me, lady. You understand that? Another woman doesn't touch my clothes. Another man doesn't come up and pay her compliments. No. Well, we won't hurt their feelings. No. Well, what if people are offended? I really don't care. Jesus offends people because of what he's done for you and I. Fair enough? Can we go a little further? He was a murderer from the beginning, does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. But he is the best liar and deceiver that there is. When he speaks a falsehood, does he talk? He talked to Eve. He was inside that serpent. And did he speak the truth? Because he can't. He spoke something that was false. And because Eve didn't rally with the word on the inside of her and bring it to the surface and deliver it with her mouth, she got sucked into the deception and brought Adam into it and then brought you and I into it. If there was no sin in the garden, you and I wouldn't have to experience old age. All the plastic surgeons would be out of business. But sin entered. Listen, but before the foundations of the earth, Jesus was already selected by God the Father to redeem you and I. Glory to God. That's what I call love that really expands far beyond. Have you ever thought, why did Jesus do this for you? Like, you don't feel worthy. Do you ever feel that way sometime? It's not true. See, there are some folks here right now who are still battling shame in your life from something that happened in your past. And every once in a while, it comes up to the surface, and the enemy uses that to stop what God wants you to do. How many of you know what your past looks like? There's no shame in it. Hallelujah. Well, you don't know what I did. Sin is sin. The seven most deadliest sins. Where did that one come from? Jesus never did it. Religion did it. Shame doesn't exist in your life or my life. Amen. Well, what if I did something after I was saved? The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us all of it. So when it happens, he's got you covered. Amen. I don't bounce checks or write checks over. Once in a while it happens, something happens, somebody didn't cash a check, and all of a sudden, guess what? My line of credit kicks in. Then I go right into the bank before they have a chance to charge me one penny and pay it off. But it's nice to know that I'm covered. Say, I'm covered. The word of God in the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and I. Even when we make a mistake, he covers us. Say, he covers us. Listen now. He speaks what is natural to him. What's natural to the devil? Lies. Is it natural to you and I? Let's end over here with this scripture. Ready? For he is a liar himself and the father of all lies and all that is false. Say, all that is false. If you took the DNA of the devil, guess what you'd find? Lies, and say, more lies and more lies. Now, let me end with some of this. Can I, real quick? What kind of things hold you and I back when it comes to prayer? Can I give you a couple? And I want you to think on these because I think it talks about all of us at one time or another. First of all, I'm so used to doing things myself that I didn't remember to talk to God about the issue. How many have ever been in that place? You're so used to doing it yourself, you don't even bother to engage the Holy Ghost or the Word. I can take care of this. When a box says two people pick it up and bend when you do it, and you try to pick it up alone, you got a problem. Two people means it's heavy enough to need two people. You ever notice it says bend when you do it? I can do it. And you go, oh, my back. Well, read the directions. Bend, say bend. Then lift. Here's another one that stops us, especially when we're praying. Listen, shame from the past. I just gave you an example. There's shame that goes with that. But Jesus Christ loves us so much that when he wraps his arms around us, we're not fearful. Our past doesn't exist anymore. And we just lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing in your past except what the enemy would choose to bring up in your mind and my mind. How many of you know that's true? When it comes up, what's that game they play with the things popping up? Whack-a-mole. He likes to stick his head up. Let him stick it up. Get one in the house and start practicing. Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom. Gonna whack it back down. How? With the word. You don't have to use anything physical. Say what the word says. Say what the word says. Well, Pastor, if I do that, I'll be saying the word all the time. That's the point. You're going to be saying something else. I'm going to be saying something else. But let's just say the word. So if somebody says something or does something to you, you don't have time to say, I'll get even. You'll be saying, I love you in Jesus' name. Where'd that come from? Because you've been saying it right along. Are you ready? I don't really need to pray. They should do. Every single, what's prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. It's a conversation with God. Can I give you another one? A couple more, we're done. I'm not sure that God really listens. What's that called? It's a lie. A lie will produce unbelief, and unbelief is disobedience. It's a lie. I don't feel worthy. Are you kidding me? It's not you're worthy. It's he's made you worthy through the word. You and I have done nothing to make ourselves worthy. He's done it. I'm worthy because of him who made me worthy. Well, glory to God. Say hallelujah. You see how that lie could slip right in there? I just don't feel worthy. Say I'm worthy because of the blood of the Lamb. I'm worthy because of Jesus' love for me. I'm worthy. God, lift your hands and say, I'm worthy. And then say, God, you're worthy of my praise. Now begin to thank him. Put your hands together and begin to thank him. I am worthy. I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Hang on now. These excuses the enemy gives us. It hasn't worked in the past. That comes into the category of, what's that word? And I'm think. Lie. It always works. What doesn't work is you and I. Well, I prayed nothing happened. That's a bold-faced lie. See, you and I cannot judge the word based on someone else's experience. Well, I know such a family had the same problem, and they prayed, and when you and I leave this place, you don't know what I'm like, and I don't know what you're like. I don't know if your Bible stays in your car till the next service. You don't know if mine stays in the car till the next service. Don't make a determination on what somebody else did or didn't. You make it on what the word says for you and I to do.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.